Before we begin, I'd like to emphasize that this podcast is an extension of my surgical work and research at Visionary Eye Doctors, and thank you all for tuning in every week or multiple times to kind of hear about our research and how we help patients. And thank you to all of you who have flown in from all over the world to see us here, so I'm very humbled by that. So it is my hope and desire to keep this information free to all of you, especially to my dear patients. And in keeping with this mission, we are very thankful to our first sponsor for this podcast, Wizard Dry Eye Mask. Many of you have heard me talk about the Wizard before. I have loved this product for years. It looks like this. I have one right next to my bed. So does my husband. I used mine last night. And even, you know, if I can't sleep, I'll use it. It's a wonderful product that you just plug in next to your bed or even at your computer. I've been known, if I start to develop a sty, to do the Wizard as I type and then switch, you know, if I have warm, just like a warm compress. So it works wonderful for that. So thank you to the Wizard. If you mention our name, podcast, Visionary Eye Doctors, Dr. Kramer's, they'll give you a 1-year guarantee. If anything happens to the product, just call them up and they'll replace it for you for free. So thank you to the Wizard Research team for sponsoring this podcast. Enjoy. It's Dr. Sandy Laura Kramers. Thank you for joining us for the EYE Show podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the best treatments for dry eye disease. So if you're having burning, crusting, tearing, redness, reflex tearing, kind of blurry vision, styes, chalazions, any type of itching, that can be related to an abnormal tear film and what's called dry eye disease. The tear film has three parts. The oil that comes from the meibomian glands, the oil we can image, which is the first ever in ophthalmology. You can see part of that tear film, which comes from the oil glands of your eyelid. With aging, we all dry up. Screen time, rosacea, autoimmune disease, thyroid eye disease, things like this make this dry up faster. The biggest thing we're all dealing with is screen time. Close your eyes if you're not driving. Think about when you can actually close your eyes. And we'll talk about why that's important in just a moment. So the oil, the water that comes from the lacrimal gland, and the mucin is the components of the tear film. So when we're talking about treatment, the name of the game is on one arm, save all those cells, the lacrimal gland, the mucin, and especially the meibomian glands, and on the other arm is to help your symptoms. And sometimes they overlap, sometimes they don't, but they're both equally important. And we want to tell your doctor your number one complaint and where are you on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being suicidal and 0 being nothing. And it should always be 0. If you feel your eyes, any sticking, burning, pain, you have to tell us right away because it gets worse with aging. So how do we do that? So the basic idea is what can you do at home and what can you do outside of the house? So at home, you want to think about blinking. You want to think about doing warm compresses. You know, everybody that I'm a big fan of the Wizard mask or other types of plug-in devices. You can use a hot tea bag, hot potato, but it gets cold so easily. A wet towel that's warm. But the Wizard and other types of products like that that get heat right at the base of the eyelashes. If you don't feel heat at the base of the eyelashes, you're wasting your time and money with that. You want to feel the heat, and then as you blink underneath the mask or on top, I'll rub up and down side to side. You're trying to milk the oil like you milk a cow. If you don't milk a cow, it dries up. If you don't milk these glands, they will definitely dry up. So doing that is crucial. The other things you want to do is clean things like Demodex. All of us have mites on our bodies. We get them on our eyelashes. If you have ever had a sty, that was usually from a mite blown up on electron microscopy. They look like these funny kind of, they really do look like this. So that's what we're going to try to clean. There's different ways to do that. A lot of products you'll hear me talk about is kind of hit or miss. Some patients love it. Some patients hate it. I'm a big fan of tea tree oil. I take the bottle. This lasts me about a year. I turn it over. I take off the top. Whatever's in the top, I use my finger and I'll usually just rub it in the eyelashes and then wash it off. It can burn. Sometimes it doesn't burn me just because I've done it sometimes twice a day. Some people need it 3 times a day. Sometimes people need it once a week. We know mites tend to hate people that have a lot of not that much sugar in their blood. So the less sugar and carbohydrates I eat, I don't find I need my tea tree oil as often. I've used all of these products. They all work. This will last me a year. This can be $800 a month, Xdemvy, but it does work. So we try the natural products at first. If you don't have time to clean, then Xdemvy is a wonderful option. A lot of patients love it. A lot of patients hate it, just like all of these. So kind of trying what works for your skin type and for your eye. You have to give it a try. And just let us know what has worked, what it hasn't worked, and then we kind of go from there. So if you have rosacea and the heat makes you worse, then we recommend in-office procedures. The in-office procedures I show on this kind of crazy stepladder sheet with almost all the tools in the world in terms of helping you, the yellow is to slow down that oil gland loss. And the in-office procedures like thermal pulsation, which includes LipoFlow, iLux, tear care, those are devices that go on the eyelid, provide heat and compression, just like you milk a cow, and it tries to push that oil out. The machine will push the oil out, or the doctor will push the oil out after that procedure. Intense pulse light is an FDA-approved procedure that is an anti-inflammatory device that also helps the oil liquefy. It opens the orifice, it decreases inflammation on contact, and it kills Demodex mites. And then we express that oil, keep it moving, or even probing where we go into the gland, break open scar tissue to allow that oil to pump out better. The combination of intense pulse light and probing together has been published to be the most effective of the kind of categories, but these in-office procedures are often not covered by insurance, can be a little uncomfortable, and it is something that often will be repeated over time, just like you milk a cow. So if you have an expensive car and you don't use the car, you don't have to do the oil changes as much, or put in gasoline for that matter. So this is kind of using your car. If your eyes are closed, you can kind of decrease the number of times you have to get these oil changes. So if those procedures are done a few times a year, depending on how the oil looks when we express it, we can keep the oil pumping and often improve patients' symptoms. We don't have a cure for aging, and that's the frustrating part. So anything you could do to blink, less screen time will save you a lot of time and misery. Okay, so that's how we kind of save the glands. We also do experimental things that you can listen to other podcasts, but let's talk a little bit about how to help the symptoms. So we try, of course, the warm compresses. We try artificial tears. We want to stick with non-preserved artificial tears. There's some samples here. I love many of them, but they're just tears. They're just trying like to help the symptoms like a Band-Aid. They don't get to the base of the problem. So I divide the treatment into what is FDA approved and what is not FDA approved. And we're going to talk a little bit about getting rid of your symptoms. So if you've tried artificial tears and all the things in step two on the natural things like blinking, omega-3, changing your diet to decrease your gluten, sugar, dairy. We have a podcast called Step 2 that I go through all of this. Decrease your screen time, press and seal, Xena dry eye goggles, different spices, anti-inflammatories, a humidifier, Xena goggles again. You know, all these things really do work. Check out that podcast. But if you tried all the natural things and you've tried the over-the-counter artificial tears, then we go to the FDA-approved options of cyclosporin, which is Restasis and Cequa and Vivi, or Lafitegrast, which is Xiidra. So Xiidra takes about 3 weeks to kick in. The cyclosporins take at least a month to kick in. Restasis takes 3 months to kick in, and they're both anti-inflammatories. So the name of the game is decreasing inflammation in your whole body, especially your eyes, because that's why you have the symptoms. So cyclosporin, lafitegrast, all those decrease inflammation. The newest drop that just came out is called Mibo, perfluorohexane, octylhexane. I'll put that on the YouTube link of correctly pronouncing it, but Mibo, M-I-B-E-B-O, is just a fatty drop. It's not an anti-inflammatory. It's not a healing cell. Some patients love it. Some patients hate it. If you can't find it or your insurance charges you $900 or $1,000 for it a month, which some insurances do, check out Evo Tears on Google. They sell it in Spain and Germany for about $44. It takes about a week to get here, but some patients have tried that. We can't necessarily assume or assure it's sterile, but no problem so far in any patients that have tried it online. So that's the kind of other options for the anti-inflammatory category, the FDA-approved options. The other things we try, such as punctal plugs, we will generally put in once we know the oil is coming out like olive oil. So when you blink, a little gush of olive oil is supposed to come out of every single gland, and we can see that under the microscope when we express the oil after intense pulse light or tear care, and we can kind of get a sense if we should do punctal plugs to keep the tears in the eye longer or not. And if you go to any dry eye blog, you'll, or even like dry eye zone, you'll see some patients that loved punctal plugs and some some that hate it. And those that hate it often have too much inflammation in their tear film to make it worth it. So that's why we wait sometimes on punctal plugs. Things like doxycycline is an anti-inflammatory pill. It works. We have a podcast on that. And then we just continue up the treatment ladder to things like platelet-rich plasma, autologous serum, cord blood serum, amniotic membrane. All these non-FDA approved cells really heal tissue. And those are the things that really in the long term get to the root of the problem, which is inflammation and damaged tissue. And so your own platelets, the same platelets that are injected into joints and also for hair regrowth, really help your cells heal and help provide symptom relief. So this is the kind of general idea of how we treat patients to help with saving the glands and helping the symptoms. And we continue up the treatment ladder. We say if patients have an autoimmune disease, we treat you more aggressively because we know your immune system is attacking the cells and it becomes a race against time. If you have mapped dot fingerprint, meaning the cornea on the surface has irregular cells, we treat you more aggressively because you're more sensitive. So there's certain things that the doctor will look at, or I'll look at when I see you, to help us determine how quickly you want to proceed up this kind of roadmap. And you need to just let us know, do you want to go kind of slowly, try the over-the-counter options first, and then just go step by step? Or do you want to get to the root of the problem right away and really be done with this of having to just kind of constantly think about your eyes? And that's kind of the approach we talk about together. So when you see your doctor or you see me, please communicate with us. If this step ladder is overwhelming, we do for sure give the 1, 2, 3 step, which is just the first three parts of this, which are all the things you can do at home. But generally, don't come see a surgeon or a specialist in dry eye unless you've tried the things at home, because it's things you can do that you don't want to waste your time to kind of, we want to try to get you better. So please communicate with us of how you want to kind of go in terms of fast or slow in terms of the treatment protocol, because we know the protocol works and that is something you should just keep in mind. So in the meantime, think about how you can decrease your screen time, use your eyes for eye-worthy things, and pass this on to friends and family, especially young people in your life, because we know this is getting worse with aging. So I hope you enjoyed this. Please pass this on. Thank you.